On this episode of Humans with Haunts, I chat with Lacey about being adopted and growing up in Cabo, Mexico. Welcome back to Humans with Haunts, listeners. I'm Haunts, your host, and today I am joined by Lacey. I met Lacey approximately 5 days ago. It would have been a week because it's a Thursday. I met you last Thursday. Right now I'm down in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico with some friends. And Lacey is a friend of a friend who's native to here. And we met and we talked and I convinced her to be on the podcast. So I'm grateful for her to be here. Lacey, for the listeners that don't know you personally, give us a bit of background on where you're at in life.
My name's Lacey. I'm 23, currently working, born and raised here in Cabo.
Okay. That's all it is to you. You just live in the high life.
Yeah, living the dream.
We like to hear it. You know, going into this, I will say one thing that sort of prompted me to ask you to be on the podcast is I feel like you do have, you know, a unique situation or a scenario which you've sort of raised in and grown up in, you know, living here in Cabo San Lucas. For the listeners, maybe what's sort of a relationship or something that you feel like is different or sort of defines your life that may not define others?
Well, I think growing up here especially, if you meet me, it'll be an interesting story because right off the bat, I look Mexican. I live in Mexico.
Right.
But I speak perfect English.
So yeah.
It's always the question, where are you from? And I get that every single time. So
yeah.
I think that's like, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, why do you speak perfect English?
Because I was adopted by American parents down here. So born and raised here. My parents moved down like 30 years ago. Adopted me.
Yeah.
And well, that's why.
Yeah, you know, you've sort of been living this, I mean, even though you may, you know, may look Mexican or whatever, living in Mexico, to you in your home, growing up and being raised, maybe felt very, very American.
Super.
Right. Now, do you speak Spanish?
I do, fluently.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you did, but you probably didn't, did you learn that from your parents at all? Did they speak any Spanish?
I mean, they speak some. It's not good.
Okay.
I mean, despite living here for like 30 years, it's still questionable.
Yeah. So for them, for you, I guess you learned it possibly in school and
yes.
Just living here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious, you know, your family dynamic. What does your family look like?
So I'm an only child.
Okay.
It's my mom, my dad. They've been married for 45 years.
Yeah.
Just us three.
Just you three.
Yeah.
And how would you describe your relationship with your parents?
I would say pretty good, pretty close, kind of chat with them every day, every other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you chat about? Just like life or?
Yeah, just how they're doing. I mean, I lived with them up until like 2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, do you feel like you have a very close relationship with your parents? Maybe a distant relationship? What do you feel?
I feel like a little bit in the middle. Like we're close, we talk every day, but it's kind of just like, hey, how are you? Just checking on in.
Yeah.
As far as like closeness, maybe not so much nowadays. I think I'm kind of like branching out on my own.
Yeah, trying to be a little more independent.
They're like respecting that also.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I'm curious, you know, two Americans, they come down here, they move here, they live here, and they don't really leave. Have you ever wanted to leave?
Yeah, I think more so growing up, because it's such a small town here in Cabo. I mean, you've been here for a week. You've seen it all.
I have. Driven the streets.
Yeah, exactly.
Experienced the life.
But I think as I've like gotten older, traveled a little bit, I've realized there's no place like here.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm really grateful for here.
Yeah. But, so do you see yourself sticking around?
yeah, well, I mean, I'm moving in April for like the summer.
Right.
So I think that'll give me a good
perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, maybe we do a bit of a rewind and talk a little bit about, you know, this adoption and sort of how you feel like maybe that influenced you growing up. When did you find out you were adopted? Were your parents always open? I mean, you obviously look very Mexican and they don't. So
yeah.
Is there a memory or a time where you sort of realized, oh...
Yeah, actually, it's a funny story.
Well, please share.
So I kind of always knew. My parents gave me books about adoption growing up and they would read it to me. But I didn't like... I wasn't actually told until the second grade by a friend.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I know.
Your friend. What did your friend say?
So, I remember it very vividly. We were all at recess at a little picnic table eating our lunch. And out of nowhere, she just starts saying how she ruined Santa Claus for her little brother.
That's a classic. I did that for my cousins, so it's understandable.
You suck. and so then we were like, oh yeah, you know, like trying to act cool. Kids were crying around us because they were just finding out.
In the second grade.
Yeah, and I tried to like act cool, like, yeah, I totally knew that.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh yeah, Lacey, and by the way, like, when did you find out you were adopted? And I... was in shock, but kept face. Was like, yeah, you know, I always kind of knew. Yeah, ever since I was born, I kind of knew.
What?
Yeah. And she was like, oh, that's cool, because your mom told my mom and my mom told me, and I'm just wondering when you found out. I know.
Wow.
I know.
This second grade's got sass.
Ruining Santa Claus, my adoption, everything, all in one day.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and ate my lunch until the end of the day. We got picked up, got in the car, waited until I was out of view from everyone, and just broke down crying.
Wow.
Yeah. And my mom didn't know what to do. She was like, what's wrong? And I was just like, Jasmine ruined Santa Claus for me. Like, I wasn't even like,
yeah, the adoption wasn't on your mind.
I was like, by the way, like, she also told me I'm adopted, but like, is the Easter Bunny real too?
Right, yeah.
I was more,
you had other priorities.
Exactly. So for me, it wasn't ever like a real big deal, you know?
Right. Okay, yeah. And I mean, so obviously you sort of experienced this. From that moment, do you feel like your parents like talked to you about it at all? What did that, was it still more, not necessarily taboo, but just wasn't really talked about?
Yeah, it wasn't really talked about ever, like, even now. And I think that's because I never really directly asked them.
Yeah.
Even now. Yeah, even
do
now.
Do you feel like if you asked your parents, am I adopted, what would they say?
I think they'd be like, are you stupid?
like, what took you so long?
No, I think they'd be like chill about it. I think my mom would be more emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for her, like, I'm definitely the golden child, let's say.
You're the only child.
The only child, exactly. But no, like, they tried to have a kid for years, couldn't.
Right.
They waited for 3 years for the adoption.
For the adoption, yeah.
We're sold everything. We're about to, like, move away. And then that week, I came along.
Little miracle.
Yeah.
Little miracle. That's interesting. Do you feel like your relationship with your parents, obviously there's nothing to compare it to, right? Your parents don't have any like biological children, and they don't even have any other children. Mm-hmm. So they can't necessarily compare it, but do you feel like growing up, when you would look at possibly your friends or your classmates, how they interacted with their parents, do you feel like if it was different? I'm not saying it's because of the adoption, I'm not saying it's different in a negative way, but did you ever feel like it might have been different?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I'm very lucky to have that closeness. I never felt like even the need to find my biological parents.
Yeah.
And I think that's also one of the first questions when people ask, like, oh,
right.
When they find out I'm adopted, like, oh, like, have you ever reached out and tried to find? And I hadn't up until like 3 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. And you've mentioned this story to me. As I was questioning you before, not on the podcast. But maybe walk through why and share why now, you know, as a 23-year-old, you're maybe considering, maybe I want to find out a little bit more about the biological side.
Well, again, it's the first question people ask,
right? So you just want a response.
Yeah, I want a response. And honestly, I wasn't really like, it was whatever. I told my boss that I was going to, because it was like we were drunk at a Christmas party, and I gave my word, shook on it.
Yeah.
Went and to the adoption agency, asked about it, and they told me that the reality is that...
It's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. The records were on paper back then, so I probably won't get an answer. It's all kind of word of mouth.
Yeah.
I think hearing that... I probably won't be able to, is motivating me more to find.
Interesting.
Them. Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the result of you finding maybe some information? Do you feel like, what type of result or, you know, outcome do you see happening?
I have no idea. I think I would just like to see maybe the what if, like, what if I wasn't put up for adoption, like, what my life would have been, because I know, like, the general area.
The comparison.
Yeah, exactly. So, just that. I don't know if I would want to reach out to her, because that's opening up a can of worms, and you never know how that's going to go,
right? I'm curious, do you feel like if you were to reach out, do you feel like that would affect your relationship with your parents?
No. I think it would open up a can of worms for me where, like, I would almost feel guilty.
How so?
Because I feel like I lucked out on the parents that I got.
Right.
Right? Coming from what I could have grown up in, it's a place called Guerrero Negro, which is right up the Baja, and it's a salt mining community.
Right.
Versus here,
very
Cabo.
Low income.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, it's... You have all the possibilities in the world. I have dual citizenship. I speak two languages. I have all these possibilities that maybe, like, they don't have.
Right.
And I think that's,
that
like,
your life would have been 100% different, most likely.
So I think, like, I would feel guilty.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe you just want a name of the mom. How far do you want to go?
I don't know. I want there to almost be a way where I can just find out, see, like...
A little bit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then just be done.
Yeah, yeah. But not, like, immerse myself, like, in their lives.
Yeah.
Like, meet them or anything. Just kind of, like, see.
Yeah.
Maybe
stalk
go on a road
trip.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah, maybe.
Maybe stalk them on Facebook or something like that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you feel like... shifting gears here a little bit. You know, you talked about how you felt, you never really felt any different growing up. You felt like your parents really valued you and stuff like that. I'm curious on your perspective of adoption. Is that something that you would be willing to do in the future? You know, possibly if you find a significant other or whatever. Would you consider adoption because you've gone through it? Or would you stray from adoption because you've gone through it?
I'm not exactly sure. I think I'm just kind of getting into the age where I'm starting to think of, do I want to get married? Do I want to have kids?
Right.
So I've been talking to friends about it recently who are a little bit older and are only children as well. And I think the idea of having a family is something that I really do want, whether it's biological, adoption, I'm open to both.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah,
who knows
exactly.
If I can even have kids.
Right, you don't
know.
And there's always things that can happen that, you know, can
but
make a struggle.
I'm so open to it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Would you have more than one kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Why, even though you've been an only child and you feel like that's been beneficial or you've enjoyed it to an extent, what do you think the advantages of having multiple children? For, like, your children's sake.
I think... having someone to talk to that relates to your family dynamic.
Hmm. That's maybe more similar in age.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, yeah.
Do you feel like you had that growing up? Do you ever wish... You had a kid.
1,000% wish I had a sibling. Yeah.
Really?
But it's funny because growing up, my parents asked me, like, do you want us to adopt another kid? Like, do you want to have a sibling? And yeah. I remember saying, no. Yeah. I love being the only child. I was so spoiled. Yes, right. Exactly. But now looking back, I'm like, oh, darn. Like, I really wish I did have a sibling.
Yeah. That's fascinating. I mean, as a child, most times you are... Children are more selfish and they're self-centered and they think for themselves. But you feel like there would be that benefit of having
1,000%.
A sibling.
Yeah.
Do you feel like not having a sibling stunted your relationships, like friendships, in other aspects of your life?
Honestly, if anything, I think it made it better, to be honest.
How so?
Even now, we're talking about our mutual friend Eli.
Right.
His sisters, I definitely like take on that role of like being an older sister to them.
Right.
I think it was a fun thing growing up because I could interact with my friends, their siblings, and then once I was done with them and like maybe annoyed them a little too much, I could be like, okay, I'm going home now.
It's great. Yeah, you're not stuck.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm curious, you know, I normally ask, this is a pretty consistent question I asked on the podcast, mm-hmm. which is talking about a low time, right? Everyone's lives, we have highs and we have lows. Has there been a low moment in your life, maybe directly relating to your relationship with your parents because of the adoption, or just another time where you really struggled, you know, with some sort of relationship that you've had to sort of overcome? Has there been any experiences? Has your just life been rainbows and butterflies? Maybe it's been just fantastic your whole life.
No, I think there are a few situations where I would wish that I had a sibling. Like, whether it's in high school with bullying and things like that.
Yeah,
just like,
did you get bullied or were you bullying?
No, I got bullied.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you wanted someone
to... I was like the smallest one.
So having a younger sibling would do what in that situation?
Well, I would have wanted an older sibling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But that is like a little late for that.
Yeah, I know. But ideally,
right.
I don't know, just like having someone to be there, like, I don't know, stick up for you, things like that, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So do you, yeah. So that was maybe hard for you. Is
yeah.
this idea of maybe feeling a little bit alone?
Yeah.
How do you feel like you were able to cope with these feelings of loneliness?
I mean, therapy is the way that I like went.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
For sure. But I mean, no one just starts with therapy. Was it...
No, I was, like, so depressed.
Okay.
As, like, a teenager, yeah.
Yeah, and was there sort of self-realization, or was it more, you know, maybe your parents stepped in and helped you out? Or was it you took the charge?
I think I took charge in realizing, like, hey, I'm a little depressed now, you know? I should probably talk to someone about this.
Right.
So, went to my parents, but this was, like, after... like years of feeling like really low and sad,
right.
And to the point of like going to my parents saying like, hey, I actually need to talk to someone.
Right.
And they grew up in like a whole different generation. Like my parents are, my dad's in his 70s now.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's an old guy.
Yeah, he is.
We hope he's a listener.
Yeah, I know. Love you, dad.
Shout out him.
Yes. But he doesn't act like he's 70. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, you saw him playing guitar and everything.
Did I?
Yeah.
Where?
Remember at the little, like, band thing?
I don't think I was there.
Oh, no? Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yikes.
No, that's okay. So it was hard. Do you feel like that, I mean, mental illness and depression can stem from a lot of things. Do you feel like it stemmed directly because you maybe felt a lacking in family relationships, or maybe there it was a third party and some other situation?
I think it was a lot of things.
Right.
Like,
it never is just one thing.
Yeah. I think it was definitely feeling lonely at an age where you're kind of figuring out who you're becoming. Family stuff going on.
Yeah.
So an accumulation of different things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we're sort of going to be winding down here on time, in just a bit here, But I'm curious in terms of a forward-thinking view on your life. You know, we talked about you'd totally be open to adoption. You want to have your own family and lots of kids, maybe 6, 7, 8.
Oh, I don't think that much. Maybe 3.
Maybe 3. Okay, yeah. 3, then done. For you, how do you see your relationship with your parents in regards to the adoption? Or, you know, we talked about how you want to pursue a little bit of understanding on the biological side. Where do you just see growth? Where do you see your life moving in terms of relationships?
With my parents?
With your parents or with your biological parent. Or it could be completely separate. It could be, you know, maybe you're pursuing a boyfriend or a significant other, depending on your preferences.
Well, for that, I think me finding that little piece of myself might be a little piece of the puzzle that I didn't even know was missing.
Right.
Kind of. Figuring out who I am, I think that would help give me a better understanding.
Yeah.
And not have any more questions about where I come from.
But what if it gives you more questions?
Then it'll give me more questions and I'll find the answers to them.
So you would. But I mean, you talked about how you're sort of, you just want to peek a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're opening, I mean, even just peeking that, just getting her name.
Yeah, I think I'll figure it out as I go and kind of like feel how I'm feeling, because maybe I'll get too overwhelmed and not want to pursue it anymore.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll be more curious.
Yeah, that's interesting. And you're open to either way.
I am. For the most part. Yes, I'm going to just feeling it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Not making any rash decisions.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's interesting. I've appreciated this conversation. I've appreciated talking to you, Lacey, and learning a bit more. And I hope the listeners have enjoyed it as well. You know, I'm curious, do you have any suggestions for maybe someone that's going through a similar situation where, you know, whether or not they're adopted, but maybe, you know, they feel excluded in their family, or they are adopted, or, you know, what's just some life advice that you can give our listeners?
I think just feeling it out, you know, what you...
what does feeling it out mean?
Like, everyone goes through different... I'm figuring it out. Like, little by little, you'll find what you're looking for, and maybe if you feel like you have a missing part of you, go into depth. Go to therapy, figure out maybe what you think you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll help you with relationships in life. I'm figuring it out
myself. So. You're taking your time. Yeah. I like that. Now, for the listeners that maybe want to reach out, talk to you, follow you, whatever, where can they do that?
I mean, I have an Instagram. It's called It's Lace High.
Okay. Do you want to spell that?
Yeah. ItsLaceHi.
Okay. Awesome. Hopefully the listeners, go ahead, go give her a follow. You'll see lots of pictures from Cabo and her future endeavors. Thank you, Lacey, for coming on the podcast. Much appreciated.
Thank you
to the listeners for joining us each and every week. As we talk, we learn, we love, and we listen. And we will catch you next week.